not only because of how she goes about her business professionally,
yep,
on air, so engaging, brings you in, you feel like you're a part of what's going on, the good news, the deliverer of the bad,
yep,
all the things in between, yet beyond that, a mother, a philanthropist who gives of her time way beyond anything we ever will ever know.
Yep.
And we are here this morning in our small way to say thank you.
I am so honored to be here today. I'm serious about that. I'm so honored. This is my last day at News Channel 5, and this is a great way to start it.
This is, well, first of all, it's an honor to have you here, Vicki, and has it hit you yet that it's your last day at News Channel 5?
When I woke up, I was fine. And then as I was getting ready, I'm like, wait a minute. I won't have to wear this anymore. I won't have to wear high heels anymore.
You posted something on that, didn't you, a couple of days ago?
Exactly that. Take all the stuff off, and it's just me.
You look amazing. You're positively glowing today.
Thank you.
Your day.
Aww.
We are here to honor you and
your wonderful
career at News Channel 5 and how you've been a pillar for this community for so many years. And, you know, we've talked about it before because we've had you on the show before. And the great thing about Vicki, Greg, is that she has like a special relationship with everybody at News Channel 5. You know what I mean? Everybody has their thing with Vicki. Like, we have our thing where
we talk.
We speak in British accents.
We do.
How did that happen, by the way?
I don't know.
I walked in the studio one day, and I was putting my mic on, and I think I was just in a silly mood, and you said hello, and I said hello. And you were like, well, hello, darling. And the next thing you know, we're talking to
each other.
And we have this, like, this thing where we're like these British European aristocrats and we love fashion. Right. We love fashion and we travel around the country.
We do.
Jet set across the country. You know, New York, Milan, London, of course, home, of course. London, darling. And then we take the train to Paris and we dine al fresco underneath the Eiffel Tower. It snowballed, right?
It grew. And we were so upset that we weren't invited to the coronation.
That's right. We went to our news director and we said, Sandy, you should send Vicki and I over to London for the royal wedding.
That's right.
And we would do a live hit in front of Buckingham Palace, and we'd be all dressed up and we would speak in British accents.
Yeah.
And they didn't go for it.
It
wasn't in the budget.
Well, for our relationship, we talk like Kentucky bumpkins.
Right.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing over there?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Yeah, so.
You old.
But I tell you what, that's 11 years at News Channel 5. That is one of the things I've enjoyed the most, walking into that studio, getting ready to do a sportscast, and doing those silly British accents with you. I am so going to miss that.
I am, too. You're going to have to carry it on. Maybe someone will connect. And you can't let it go.
Yeah, I don't see Carrie Sharp talking in a British accent. She might, you know.
Maybe.
She's pretty amenable.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there is one part of our industry that's going to take a hit with your retirement.
What is that?
The cookie industry.
I know.
I mean,
that was a great piece by Forrest.
That was.
Where did that start? I mean, just go get cookies and then it evolved? What? I mean.
No, actually, it started when I was in Pittsburgh, working in Pittsburgh, and I worked on the weekend show. I was the anchor for weekends, and there was a small crew, and we were very tightly knit. And it was, I think it was a holiday or something coming up, and they were like, well, we'll be here. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'll bring something in. And somebody brought a turkey, and somebody brought something in, but I brought cookies. And the cookies were a hit. I don't know why, but they were a hit. And I decided that when I got here, one way to kind of communicate with people and to get them talking and to get them all together is to give them something that they enjoy, and they enjoy cookies. So every Friday, I have them today. This will be my last cookie deposit.
This is a special cookie day, right?
This is a special cookie day.
How did you? Is it a secret, or which way did you go with the cookies today?
Well, I did a mix.
Okay.
Because we have one person who's has to have gluten-free, so I got his cookies, and then I kind of just mix it up. Chocolate, wafers, kind of everything.
See that? See how detailed she is?
Oh, yeah. It's,
you know, okay, I got to get the gluten-free cookies for our gluten sufferers.
Nathan.
I mean, that's details.
It's details.
She's not not the Cookie Monster. She's the Cookie
Mommy.
Cookie Goddess.
Cookie Mama. The cookie mommy. The cookie
there you go.
So what has this week been like for you? I know you've been pulled in a million directions. And, again, we're so happy and honored that you're here with us today.
Thanks for asking.
I mean, so many people have reached out, you know, so many on-air tributes to you. Like, while you're doing the news, it's like, hold on a second, Vicky.
Right.
Here's another tribute to Vicky. What's that been like
for you? You know, it's been, like, almost surreal because I've never had this much attention. And it's almost like, I'm tired of seeing me. Just, you know, when I turn on and Vicky leaving, going out in style, I'm like, yeah.
No, it's 6:30 tonight, a 30-minute tribute
tonight.
To you.
Man,
right?
It's going to be hard. I had to write, like, a little speech, and I don't know if I'll get through
why
it.
Why now? Vicky, you are so beautiful on top of everything.
Thank you, Greg.
And I want to. There's got to be a story to what you're wearing today, right?
Well, I decided I'm going out in a bright note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wore something bright. And when we were, you know, black or brown or navy.
It looks like you brought it back from the islands or something. You didn't get that off the rack at Kmart, okay?
No, that's true. I didn't get it off the rack at Kmart. I'll be promoting them,
yeah.
I think. It's a company called Farm Rio, and they do a lot of colorful clothes.
Okay.
And so that's why I went through them.
But why now? I mean, you're so... You're
still on top of your game.
Yeah, you're still everything that you need to be to do that job.
But you know what? The best time to leave is when you're on top of your game. It really is.
Yeah.
And I just kind of want to be able to do other things. I really enjoy what I do, but I mean, there are certain things that you can't do because you have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to be,
especially in this business.
Yeah,
right?
In this business, you have to go out and do this and that. And I just kind of want to do things that I want to do. And I've been pretty thrifty, so I'm financially feeling okay, but it's just something that I want to do. I want to spend more time traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see my family. My kids live in Texas. Two of my kids and their families live in Texas. I want to be able to just, you know, a lot of times I'd say, well, I can't go that week because it's, you know,
sweeps week.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and I missed things, so I don't want to miss things anymore.
Wow. What I've admired about you the most, one of the many things, is just the fact that, you know, I believe you take the responsibility of being a pillar in this community very seriously.
I do.
Because where does that come from?
That comes from not seeing a lot of people of color when I was growing up on air. And when I did see one in Detroit, I've told this story before, her name was Beverly Payne. She was an anchor, the first black female anchor in Detroit. And I just thought she hung the moon because she was very professional.
Mm.
And people gravitated toward her. People were like, oh, did you see what Beverly did today or what she wore? And so I had the chance to work with her.
Mm.
I was a production assistant and she was the anchor. And she was very gracious. And I said, if I ever get to that point, I'm going to do that too, because it's nice to have someone to look up to, and it's nice to have someone to fall back on if you have questions or you're not sure of something. And I want people to feel that way about me. When I go out, young ladies who are interested in the business, I'll stop and talk and give them some advice, because I wish somebody had done that for me. In a way, Beverly Payne did, but on a more regular basis, it would have been nice.
I think sometimes we forget in this business, right? People are actually watching what we do, because we get into the daily grind of just going in and doing the shows.
Doing the show.
And then, you know, you go out in public and then people are like, when people come up to you and say, you know, you inspired me to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, that's got to be an amazing feeling.
It does.
I wouldn't know.
Because
I'm an example of what not to do.
That's not true.
His favorite saying is Johnny Nashville, and mistakes were made. That's his fault.
I hadn't heard that.
Usually on a Monday or Tuesday morning, Greg will be like, oh, how was your night last night? Oh, mistakes were made.
Well, I haven't seen any of them. Not from you.
Well, I appreciate that. But I think, you know, getting back to what we're talking about, just the fact that, you know, you've inspired so many people. And like you said, young women of color, you know, that, and that's always what I wanted to do. My philosophy has always been, hey, if I can do this, you can do this.
Exactly.
I'm no different than you are.
Right.
Right?
You just have to have a focus. You just have to know what your strong points are, what your not so strong points are, and work on those.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, you know, formulate what you really want to be. If you can't see it, you can't be it.
Right.
So you have to see yourself doing that. And I think that's part of it too. A lot of people think, well, I could never do that. Well, why couldn't you? Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't you?
What do you mean you
can't? Exactly.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
There is
I'm
no
sure.
can't.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's right. There's no can't in TV news.
That's right. you know, if, you know how it is. Do it faster. Do it cheaper. Wait, right. How come this looks like crap? Oh, we could get it. We could get it. We could really get inside baseball on the TV business if we wanted to. Probably a good idea that we don't.
Okay. let her finish her last day, okay? And then we'll read.
Well, yeah.
We'll read your memoirs.
I'm still hoping to work there for several more years.
So if I go there, my card doesn't work. I know they were listening.
They'd be like, "It should have went on with Burton. You messed up, Vicky."
School patrol.
Yes.
That was, I mean, both my parents were teachers. My dad was a coach.
Wow.
And so that's why I'm so rich and work 14 jobs. Where did that evolve and just how popular that became?
Yeah, it started as Dell used to give away computers to teachers as sort of like best teacher of the month, and we'll give you a computer for your school. And it wasn't like a lot of computers, it was one computer. And they called it the Golden Apple. And so we would go and cover the Golden Apple. Somehow I just kind of got into doing that. And then Dell stopped doing it. And we said, you know what, this has been really good because we're learning a lot about schools and different school areas. And so we said, why don't we just kind of make this our franchise? And so myself and a photographer, Charlie Woodward, just got to working on it, and I have gone to, I think, every school maybe 3 or 4 times in Middle Tennessee and sometimes outside of Middle Tennessee.
Wow. But those are fun. I remember doing Student Athlete of the Week at my old shop, and it really is. I mean, you know, the reception you get, you see the enthusiasm of the kids, and you see these kids doing positive things and working on positive projects, and it just makes you feel good because there's so many. You know, it's not like when the three of us were kids. I grew up in the rural upstate New York. I took a stick and went outside and played for 3 hours. Now you got Instagram.
Had to be before the street lights came on.
Exactly. Yeah. Instagram, TikTok, all these video games and stuff like that. I mean, it's tough for kids today.
It is, but you have to kind of continue to feed that. And so whenever we would do school patrol, I got as much out of it as they did because a lot of times, actually our last school patrol was about a month ago, and I knew it was our last one, and it was perfect because it was a lot of children from different countries who go to Cane Ridge Elementary School, which I think they have 61 different nationalities there.
Wow.
And it was, the parents came out, and they came out dressed in the clothing of their country. They brought food from what they would eat in their country. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a perfect goodbye for me because it kind of had everything there. So that was very special.
It kind of symbolizes what you've been trying to, the message you've been trying to send all these years,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
That doesn't matter where you come from or what your background is.
No.
You can achieve. You can excel and you can achieve.
You can.
Don't go. Don't retire. I can't. I'm not going to make it.
Well, it's good.
I'm not going to make it, bro.
Yes, you are.
I can tell.
Yes, you are.
The serious side of news, though, the tornado, the tornadoes, the flood, Covenant School, and by the way, Carrie, that day was thrust upon that. What a trooper she was
Olivia
Michael. Exactly.
Yeah.
Olivia did
Olivia
a great
Michael.
Job.
Right.
She did.
Just and that's got to be the tough part of it, but you have a job to do.
You have a job to do. And actually, Hannah McDonald had a tough time because her mother-in-law worked there. And at the time, as soon as we went on and we knew we were going to be doing something live, she said, "I don't know where my mother-in-law is, and I'm really concerned because we knew that people had been shot."
Yeah.
And as the time went on, she found out her mother-in-law had taken her break during that time, which is, it turned out.
We'd heard that story.
And so, I mean, just knowing that people who you know are affected. And not only that, what happened? You know, the kids, it was just, it still to me stands out as one of those things where I remember sitting there and I think I just kind of said, you know what, this has to stop. And I'm not supposed to say things like that because I'm the journalist and I'm not supposed to put my opinion there. But it was just at that point.
Well, this has become beyond politics.
It really has.
It really
has. It has. Yeah,
and with that.
But I just want to say, I mean, that's the thing. When these sudden things happen, you know, the Christmas Day bombing and the Covenant School and all these things, you know, Vicky and the anchors will go on the air, and they'll be on the air for hours, mm-hmm. you know. And it's just one of those things where you have to be prepared, and you got everything you had planned for the day
is gone.
You gotta put that on
That's
the
right.
shelf
just forget
and
it.
Focus on that. And
yeah.
All
right. From the heaviest to the lightest, your number one blooper. Is there Ooh. A blooper that stands out there that, my gosh, I hope I have a job the next day? Anything?
Yeah, it was when I was working in Cincinnati, and I was anchoring they had an afternoon show, and I was anchoring that. And I was doing a story about a fire, and I said, and the fire farters. and I said it and didn't think about it until I saw the cameraman look at me like, exactly.
No.
And I'm so glad I didn't realize it until afterwards.
You mess up, you just keep going.
I've already Googled firefarters.com. It's available if you want to get that website.
I think I'll pass on that.
You can own it, Vicky.
Yeah, you can trademark it.
Yeah, all right. Vicky Yates is with us her very last day at News Channel 5. What a treat. She thinks she's going to get out of here a little bit early to go do Talk of the Town.
Yes.
That's not happening.
Sorry. No, you understand.
Bring Talk of the Town down here.
The Talk of the Town producer.
Bring them down here, okay?
Greg, the Talk of the Town producer will literally kill me if she's not there at 11 a.m. at News Channel 5. Right? I mean, it's
Rhonda. You know, she told me. She said, you got to be back.
Shout out, Rhonda. I love you, but she will murder me.
You're only 5 minutes away. We got her.
So hang out as long as you want, whenever you got to go. But
we'll cut her loose when we get ready.
That's right. Should we take calls, too?
No, we got some things coming up.
Okay. All right.
Vicky Yates with us. We'll take a break. Some things coming up right after it, right here from Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register, or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have 2 different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Jim Rome Show.
Man, I love Facebook. That's not in any way a time suck. And it's such a valuable use of your time, going on everybody else's page and posting how beautiful they look when they don't. They don't. You know they don't. Come on. Anyway, do what you want with your time. I don't want you to tell me how to spend my time. I won't tell you how to spend your time, but I will tell you this. Stop cropping out pictures and including yourself and then acting like, hey, my hair looked great that day. My makeup was perfect that day. Just do what I tell you. With regards to this, you'll be fine.
Weekdays from 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. It's pretty okay.
You with Vicky Yates at the Kitchen Oats Omni Nashville Hotel. She is spending part of her last day with us.
I am. I'm glad to have been invited. Thank you.
Oh, it's great.
Seriously.
It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you from a sports perspective because
sure.
We are a sports talk
yes,
show.
Yes, you are.
You know, you were there for the Titan Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
You were there for we were all there for the Predators run to the Stanley Cup in 2017. Unfortunately, no major sports championships during your run here in Nashville.
I don't know. Was it me?
I mean, the Vandy boys won. The Vandy boys won two natties, but I'm saying major professional sports.
That's true.
Although the Vandy boys are kind of like our fourth professional sports team here.
Well, that's
you know?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Nashville SC? Are they going to do anything?
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They
got a shot.
I'm hoping they have a shot.
Have you been to a game at Georgia's Park?
I sure have.
It's amazing, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
But no major professional sports championships.
I wonder why that is. I mean, I was so – when the Titans got here, as you all know, that for a long time people didn't necessarily want a sports an NFL team here. But I really did because
– Is that because just they're so college football / SEC ingrained?
Yeah, and, you know, they're concerned about the money and how much it's going to cost. And we don't really need it because we've got – like you said, we've got home teams, you know – university teams. But I've always lived in a city that had an NFL team. And so when I got here and they didn't, and I heard they were going to, I was like, yeah, sign me up.
Right.
Well, without the NFL, we don't get Nissan Corporate America.
That's right.
We don't get Bridgestone.
Exactly.
We don't have Oracle. We
You're
don't
right.
have Google. We don't have all of those.
You're
things.
Right.
All of the things that have, and not only sports, but just the evolution of the city in the last 10 years. I was talking to two ladies while I was getting breakfast here at Kitchen Oats. Where are you from? Georgia.
Right.
I said, hey, hope you have a great time.
Right.
Spend all your money.
Right.
And then go home. We're closed.
No.
We're closed.
That's right.
I wanted to say that to a few people. We're full.
We're done. Done. Yeah. Having you. Go home.
No more.
So my question for you on the sports end of things, I mean – for us, when we're covering it, I mean, it's a grind. I mean, it's fun, it's a grind.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Predators run in 17 was so unexpected, and, you know, we were just grinding nonstop.
I remember.
But from a news perspective, you know, you guys kind of get to be the cheerleaders and
the
rallying points for the viewers. How much fun is that when
it's
the sports
so
team makes
fun.
A good big run?
It is so much fun. I know last year we did that. Was it the Titans? I think we were doing something like Let's Go Titans.
Oh,
the Titan Up
music video.
And we did little videos. I mean, that was
you
fun.
You were rocking out in that video, by the way.
Yeah. Got a call. Some people want to say whatever they want to say to Vicky Yates on her very last day at News Channel 5. This is some guy who's now playing with some garage band called the Eagles.
What?
Vince Gill with us, Vicky.
Are you serious?
Vinny, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Vince?
Uncle Vinny, you there?
Hey,
Vince.
So.
Hey, Vinny, what's up?
Vinny,
good morning,
oh
man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't hear that first part. Totally inappropriate, even for radio. Hey, Vicky, congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you. You know what, Vince, I've told people this before. You were the very first person that I met, the very first star that I met when I moved to Nashville, and it was at the Baptist Health Club. They were working out, and I tell the story. I was standing there doing something, and I saw Vince Gill, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's Vince Gill. And he walks over to me, and then I'm like about to die because he's walking over to me. And he introduced himself and said, I wanted to welcome you to Nashville. And I just thought, okay, I'm done.
Yep, like, I've arrived.
That's it. I've arrived.
Well, I don't know what I was doing there. I sure as hell wasn't working out.
Well, you looked good to me.
Well, thank you. Oh, man, 33 years, and I've seen them all.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Whatever's next for you is the best ever.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Vince, and all the best to you because you are the one constant here in town. When anything goes on and anybody needs help, you're the first one to help.
Well, I appreciate that. There was a long time I lived here, nobody ever called. So when they start calling, I made a point to show up.
Vinny, how you been, man? What do you got going on this summer? You touring?
I've actually got a pretty clean summer. I'm not going to start touring with the Big Shot Smarty Pants until September.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't had a summer off since I was 16.
Wow.
This is weird.
Do you get some golf in?
I hope so. It's not too hot.
Yeah.
Well, and take care of Amy. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's good. The world's good. Life's good. Nothing to whine about.
Good.
Appreciate you thinking about me to call and wish you the best, Vic.
Thank you so much, Vince, and God bless you.
Thank you, Vince.
All right, y'all have a sweet day.
You too.
Thanks, Vinny.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Is he not the best?
Yeah. Seriously. I'm like, what? I felt the same way I did the first time I met him.
Well, yeah, and how appropriate that on your last day.
On my last day.
I didn't know that, but
yeah.
I mean, Vince will just pick up the phone. I call him, say, hey, can you come on and say some nice things to Vicky?
Oh,
and he said, yes, of course.
That was so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny's the man. He's great.
He is. He really is.
What will you miss?
Oh, what will I miss? I miss the people most of all. Because, you know, when you come in every day and you see people and it's like, okay, what's going on today? And you're talking about your families and you're talking about what you're going to be doing for the weekend. It's just a camaraderie. It's like having a humongous family under one roof. And sometimes the family members move on and then other family members come in and replace them. So definitely I'll miss the people. People like John.
Oh, well.
No, I'm serious.
I appreciate that. It really does. It means a lot.
There's a comfort. You know, when somebody that you trust and comes in and you know they're not going to be doing something out of the ordinary or embarrassing you. Although we've embarrassed people a few times.
Yeah, I like to pick on Rory.
You do like to pick on Rory.
But he loves it. He loves it.
The dad jokes. Oh my gosh.
No.
They're so bad, they're good.
They are.
That's the point, right?
And people send him dad jokes.
Yeah.
It's just kind of
taken
off.
He gets flooded with them.
He does.
He walks around all day and be like, how about this one, John?
He tries them out.
Yeah, he tries them out. I mean, I'm like, yeah, that's great, Rory. I'm going to go back to work now. But I will say the one thing I've noticed is that kind of like what you were saying, you know, you share that anchor desk,
right.
You know, like there's a bond between you and Rory and Carrie.
Definitely.
And now we're working Hunter in and he's going to be a superstar for us. Hunter Hoagland.
The
sky's the limit for that young man. You know, there really is. You guys are like a family and it shows on the air.
And we are a family because when we're not on, we're still talking to each other. We text each other and what's going on or did you hear about this? And so it is like a family. And we're different personalities.
Right.
Rory is kind of the cut up when he's not being serious, of course.
Of course.
I mean, he's kind of the cut up.
Right.
Carrie's kind of the stern, no, don't do that.
She's the mom. She's the mom.
She's like, whatever. She's like,
exactly.
She's like, whatever.
Right.
You know,
you never know which Bree you're going to
get.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's no surprise to hear that she's from California because she has that California attitude. Like, whatever. Let's do it. Let's throw it up against the wall and see what sticks. But that's what makes us unique. And, you know, I'll be biased here. That's why we're the best. That's why we dominate this market. It's the people.
I agree with you. I think so, too. I think we go the extra step. We go the extra step on air, online. Whenever you meet people, you put yourself out there. And it's not any of this. You know, I've worked with people. I'm not going to say who.
No names, please.
I don't want to be sued. But I've worked with people who've said, you know what? Oh, God, I get so tired when people ask me for a picture. I'm like, then get off TV.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about it. Nobody will know who you are.
Right.
get off.
How about people coming up to you, though? Like there was this creep at the Metro Center post office that tapped you on the shoulder and freaked out. Oh, who's that?
You told me that story. I was like, Pokey, what are you doing?
Well, I knew she came there every once in a while, so I just hung out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're right. That's part of it.
People coming up to you.
Yeah.
They, in lesser this, and I'm from a print background.
Sure.
I've done radio, TV, all that. But from where you are, people almost expect you to know them because they are
exactly.
so
that's
much
true.
A part of you.
That's
and that's
true.
That's a tough thing from time to
that
time.
Is. That is.
I struggle with
yeah.
that still.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We were talking about that off air.
I
struggle with that sometimes.
But, you know, it's just part of
that's
the business.
That's part of the gig.
It
yeah.
is. It's part of what you have to do. So I'm, and when people approach, I'm more than happy because they didn't have to do that. You know, that's nice. That says something to me that they enjoy what I do. And so when
yeah.
you say that, then what am I going to say? Oh no, get away from
no,
me!
No, sorry, or, don't
yeah,
have
sorry.
Time.
Yeah, no, I'm never going to say that. I'm just not. Because
yeah.
I would, if the tables were turned, I wouldn't want somebody to make me feel badly. So.
Well, it'd probably be one that you would do that to and had a book. Well, the arbitrary. It probably would watch you and put down the other station. With those diaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, the best, Greg, is when those consultants come in.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? I'm probably speaking out of school here, but I don't care, whatever.
I don't
you
care
know,
either.
You know, I know you don't, yeah. When those consultants come in and say, you know, you need to do it this way, when you know deep in your heart that the way you've been doing it
works.
It works. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And
I understand,
yeah.
look, these consultants have to get paid. They have to justify, you know, the ungodly amounts of money that they make.
And they're making.
You know, I've had so many consultants tell me every which way you can only wear a white shirt on the air or you know, I remember years ago when I started shaving my head. Oh, you can't. It's not a good look. You got to grow hair.
That's crazy.
You got to grow hair.
Yeah,
you got to grow hair because it's the audience will be more comfortable with you. Sometimes I just feel like they're just they're just making stuff up as they go.
Well,
they
make their money if they institute change.
Right.
If everything
that's
is
true.
Fine,
why
do you need them?
Well, right. if they institute change and it results in better ratings and the numbers,
there's a place for them. But you know, if you got a consultant, you know, we're consultant free at this radio station, okay? Trust me.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Because we had consultants for this show, we'd be off the air.
Well, and they couldn't point out Murfreesboro on a map.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
because we have a consultant. He's a great guy. He really is. But he said, you know what? I want you guys standing up at the anchor desk. And I'm like, okay. Because that's going to give you a lot more energy. And what happens is during the breaks, we're like,
it's so funny.
Okay,
because,
time for energy.
Because at 10 o'clock, I'll do sports. And poor Carrie, who's been standing in high heels for, the better part of the day. She'll actually go and sit out in another part of the studio until I'm done.
But the consultant said to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
But
well,
I love him.
If we, Ted, just let me know if we got any other people on the line. So we'll do that.
Yeah, our new producer, Ted Johnson, doing a great job today.
We've got one on vacation, one here, one there, and so we have our station general manager Ted John is actually running the board. His son Adam's our ops manager is here, and you're there.
That's right.
And you're here, you're there.
Yeah. We're here, you're there. That's what I say every Sunday night. Yeah.
Do you have a catchphrase?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What do I?
Stay tuned for Inside Edition.
I do that one. But I guess I never thought
when
it for me.
When did that start, by the way?
That's just a tease of what's coming up.
That's become a big thing.
Oh.
Like, seriously, right? To the point where, if you don't say it that way one day, people will...
People think, what's wrong?
Yeah, something wrong?
No, they even said... Since you're leaving, can you just tape the voice and then they can play?
Going into the break, there you are again.
Right. She's back.
Was that just one of those things, kind of like our British thing? You just did it one day?
It was when Ron Howes did the weather.
Okay.
And we were talking about
Ron.
Something. I love Ron. I love Ron so much.
Is that true?
He was talking about something, and I said, well, okay, well, just for you, stay tuned for Inside Edition. And he started laughing, and so I guess it was on. I don't know. I didn't realize it was going out. And then somebody said, were you doing? I said, well, we were just kind of playing around. Well, could you say it again the next time? So I did, and that just kind of snowballed.
Take a break. Kitchen Notes, Vicki Yates, her very last day at News Channel 5, gracing her. We're gracing her with our presence.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Lord have mercy. I've had too many eggs.
I'm telling you.
Already.
Eggs were good.
We'll take a break. More with Vicki coming up.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and the Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients in state and federal court throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
May is Indoor Air Quality Awareness Month, and now is the perfect time to make sure your home is a clean air home. Radon Radon Mitigation is Nashville's licensed and NRPP-certified radon mitigation company, serving the entire Volunteer State. Radon is odorless and colorless, so testing every 2 years is the safest path for homeowners. And with Davidson County Homes testing higher than the national average, now is the time for radon testing. Let Alex and his team at Radon Radon Mitigation make your home a clean air home. May is Indoor Air Quality Awareness Month, and Radon Radon Mitigation is the only name to know. Give them a call today at 931-47-RADON. That's 931-477-2366. Or online at chooseradont.com. That's chooseradont.com.
Hey, I'm Alex with Radon Radon Mitigation, proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves on WNSR.
Post-COVID travel is on a surge. Many of you are traveling for fun because you've been locked up for 2 years. Listen, whether you're traveling for fun to Italy, Greece, Spain, France, or somewhere else fun in the world, or USA, now is a great time to book before the crowds hit and save. Plus, with a strong U.S. dollar, you'll get more travel bang for your buck. Right now is a smart time to make your reservations and call low-cost airlines. With one phone call, you can let us do all the work for free. We'll shop hundreds of airlines, hotels, resorts, and give you a way to save huge money on your vacation plans. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free hotel room with a qualified travel purchase. So call right now.
800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel, all in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at edwinwattsgolfshops.com.
The 2023 Atlanta Braves are back, and with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A, it's going to be another wild season.
First pitch is drilled to center field. Sprinting in Harris, he dives, and Michael's got it.
Catch the 2023 Atlanta Braves right here on Music City's home for Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
One is in great shape. The other is, well, a shape. The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Hey, everybody.
Kitchen Notes, Omni Nashville Hotel. Vicki Yates, it is her very... I've had too many eggs this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm all proteined out.
That's not the eggs, bro. Not the eggs that you had that's making you like this. Anyway.
It's just I'm giddy.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Vicki Yates is right here.
You're sweet.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to some folks. Hello, Hope Hines.
Hope. What do you say, gang? What's
oh, my gosh.
What's up, Hope?
Whoa, who's there?
It's Vicki. Do you remember me?
Oh, Vicki, the whole world is revolving around you right now.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, Vicki, be prepared for what I'm about to say here.
Okay.
You're not married, right?
No.
I'm not either. Would you marry me?
Hope proposes to Vicky Yates.
Wow. This is a special day.
You're no way you're going to. Hey, you're not going to talk of the town. You two are going to Vegas.
Hold on. Hope
or Gatlinburg.
Hope, I love. Hope, I love you, brother. But the line forms behind me. Okay.
No.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm the only one that asked her.
Man, this is a special day.
Vicky, don't embarrass me by not answering it, okay?
Of course, Hope. We can go down to the Justice of the Peace.
Yeah. Hey, come on down to Omni. We'll get it done right now. We're going to talk of the town. You
That's
too.
Right.
Had to say that, Vicky. I knew you weren't prepared for that.
We're not prepared for a lot of things you say, Hope.
So, could we talk about it?
Sure.
Hey, that's progress. I'm gonna tell you what, guys. This is the sweetest, dearest, most classiest lady I have ever met. One of them, anyway. And she is just a gem. This lady, is just when God put her together, He made something really, really special. And I know He's smiling right now.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
I don't. You know me, Vicky. I just tell the truth, man.
I know you do.
Thus the proposal, anyway. Finally, after all these years.
I've been waiting for this, Hope.
You got it. So, what are you going to do the rest of your life, Vicky?
I'm going to travel, and I'm going to just do things that I want to do. I'm just going to really try and have a decent time and watch news instead of be on the news.
Doesn't sound like she's marrying you anytime soon, Hope.
Well, I said travel. We can travel together.
Oh, yeah. I'm always up for traveling.
Absolutely. I know you are.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's great. Well,
hey, Hope.
I
want to do this real quickly. Monday, we're going to be out at Nashville Golf and Athletic. 30 years, Vicky, the Hope Hines Four Kids Golf Scramble.
Oh, of course.
30 years for the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home.
Right.
And we're going to be out there Monday as part of that.
What time is it?
We're on from 9 to 11. You can come on every day of the week if you want to, okay?
You're always welcome.
Would you like to play, Vicky? Is that what you're saying?
Hope nobody wants to see me play golf. Trust me.
Hey, there are not very many people that want to see me play either.
Well, if I had my choice, it would be Vicky, that. Okay? I'll just tell you that
Thank
right
you,
now.
Greg.
we're looking forward to seeing you on Monday, Hope. It's a great event, obviously.
It sure is.
You've helped so many people through that event.
Well, it's always been my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to it once again. And it'll always be so good to have you guys out there. Greg, how many years is this? 5 or 6, right? You guys have been out there?
I think we skipped one during the pandemic there, mm-hmm. but we've been out there 5, 6, 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Just Hope asked, and we do. And Tim Leeper, who I've become good friends with, is I want to give Tim Leeper Roofing a plug because mm-hmm. he's so much involved with your tournament.
Oh, that's
he's
great.
Sponsoring us out there and become a good friend.
That's
it's
wonderful.
Amazing how many people you have met.
Yeah.
You're like Doug through this radio
sure.
station. I have a lot of my friends are because of this.
Because of this.
Yeah.
But you guys are so personable, and you have a lot of information.
We're full of crap. No. Come on.
Smoking
oh,
marijuana.
Oh, my goodness. Fun.
Well, Hope, have you been out yet? How are you hitting it so far?
I'm hitting it left. Right.
And often, right?
Yeah, I feel like a soldier. Left, right. So, no, but you know, it's not how anybody plays that is in that tournament or any other one, really. It's the fellowship and the camaraderie and the fun that you just have with people that you like and some you don't even know. When you start playing, but you meet each other, and after 4 hours, you're friends. At least, hopefully, you are. Most people are, and so it's just a great event to be around. And whether it's this one, mine, or somebody else's, they're all for charity and they're all for great causes. So we appreciate what everybody does. And John, you can play if you want to. Hope won't play.
People don't want to see me play. It's like you talk about a bull in a china shop. That's me in a golf course.
I just come out to eat the free food.
That's
okay?
Right.
You know what?
That's exactly right.
Hope, thank you, buddy.
I love you, Hope.
I love you too, and the offer will always be there until you turn me down.
She hadn't said no.
That's
so
right.
There's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Hey, have a great rest of your life, and you guys do the same.
See you Monday.
Hope, love you, sir.
All right, see you. Love you too. Bye.
Hope Hines, what a sweetheart.
I love him. The funniest guy.
Oh.
And I mean, just the bloopers he's had over the years. Yeah. But I mean, and he did them honestly. Some people set up to do something. Mm-hmm. He would just say something, and you're like, what?
Roll the tape, JB.
That's right.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape, JB.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. More with Vicki Yates from Kitchen Notes. More surprises to come this morning.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
There are a lot of fun days in May. There's Cinco de Mayo. There's May the 4th be with you. There's No Socks Day. What? May all your days be winners this month with the all-new Instant Games. They feature top prizes up to $200,000 and are waiting for you at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The Tennessee Lottery congratulates this year's graduates from all the colleges and universities across the state. Your achievements set the stage for a brighter tomorrow. We're happy to have helped along the way by raising more than $6.8 million for education and funding over 1.9 million scholarships and grants, including Hope Scholarships, Tennessee Promise, and much more. Visit dnlottery.com to see how our proceeds support successful futures.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-413-3953. 800-413-3953. 800-413-3953. That's 800-413-3953.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17, in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Sports fans, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights at 6 and hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby and Darren McFarland.
Hey, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights from 6 until 7 o'clock as we highlight high-level trainers, coaches, and players in and around Middle Tennessee. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. We live video stream all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
And hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby.
And hear me, Darren McFarland, live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Go ahead and swipe left. We understand.
Well, Hope swiped right on Vicki that last segment. I mean,
hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
The answer to every unasked question is no.
That's right.
Vicki Yates with us, her very last day at News Channel 5. City Slickers, Jeremy Sargent, Sarge, a great sponsor.
Shout out to everybody there.
Would like to present you with a bottle of...
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever this is, he could explain it to you better,
wow.
But this is a rare
Hilltop.
Bottle of red.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my, thank him. Can he hear me?
Yes, he can
hear
you.
Yeah, he's listening
thank
right now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, they play us in the store.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, this looks like, now I don't know a lot about wine, but I like the bottle.
Yeah.
And I'll find out what it tastes like.
Yeah, there you go. Can I help? Can I help?
I like the bottle.
Hey, get us a corkscrew, Todd. What are we doing here?
But that is so nice.
Yeah, Music City Todd has a little aww. Note from our buddy Sarge
how
at City
nice.
Slickers.
Seriously.
He heard you were going to be on and wanted to give you a nice bottle of wine. Todd Rodermel, he is the area... Vice President for Marketing and Bottle Washing for the Omni Nashville Hotel. I butchered that on purpose. He's actually the Regional Sales and Marketing Director.
I don't think you've ever gotten the title right.
I don't want to. Well, then I'd quit doing it, right? You know, I'd just say Todd. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Todd?
Good. How are you guys?
Hi.
Great. Vicki, great to see you.
Thank you. Nice to meet
first
you.
First time we've met in person.
It
I've been
is.
In Nashville since 88. I'm a diehard Channel 5 every
aww,
night.
Thank
10
you.
O'clock watcher and listener. It's finally nice to meet you
thank
in person.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you, too.
Welcome
Todd.
To the hotel.
Thank you. I love it here. I love Kitchen Notes. They have the best buffet in town.
Thank you.
They do.
Thank you.
I bring all my friends and family when they come. I'm like, we got to go to Kitchen Notes.
Thank
so,
you.
And that's the truth.
Thank you.
We will chop that up and send it to you with the next invoice.
Now we got a little Bill Withers going.
Yeah.
How about that?
Jeremy sounds Sargent, I can totally hear you. We love you, Vicki.
Aw.
And
you.
I do believe we have a caller that has called in. We got a few more minutes. It's 9:56, so we got a little bit of time here. What did they say? Caller, identify yourself.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know who it is, really, this
time.
Okay. Hello.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to?
This is Amy Mack.
Oh, Amy.
I
how
love
are
Amy
you?
Amy McLemore.
Yes.
Good morning, goodness. Greg and JB and Vicki. I've been enjoying your show, and just from a perspective of a producer behind the scenes whose job it is to just be a worker bee and make all the folks on the newscast and on the broadcast look great, what a privilege it was to be behind the scenes and to just be part of your life for almost 25 years.
Oh, Amy, that is wonderful.
Your first producer.
Yeah, we've been working
together. Not first producer, but yeah, I was just one of the many, but definitely in the newsroom and on the overnights for a while, and then with Talk of the Town and different special broadcasts.
Amy could do anything. Amy could produce anything.
Yeah.
And she's just, no, you could, and you can. And you decided to get out of the race.
Talk of the Town and sports. Right side by side, you know, we're all cube mates, and it's just definitely a work family. I know everybody's been hearing that over and over,
but it's true,
and it's just been wonderful to be by your side, and also to point out how much I appreciate you being a woman of faith.
Oh, thank you.
In tense situations and in your daily life, it's been such a privilege. I'm getting emotional.
Well,
yeah.
It's been my privilege to not only work with you, but to be a real friend, to have a real friend.
Yeah, we've got our girls group and our good friends, and we'll always
we
stay
do.
In touch.
We call it G&O, Girls Night Out.
Well, and she's got
that's
a bottle
right.
of wine.
And I've got a wine I can share.
Yeah.
I'll be bringing well, this. And
I haven't heard anybody point out how when you come across the newsroom, you know which desk is Vicki's. John can testify to this. It's the one with all the flowers from different admirers.
Yeah, that's true.
The trophies and the drawings from the school children, the letters from prisoners that she commonly would receive.
That's true. You know, everybody can write. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
JB, you got a lot of work to do, pal.
Yeah, I do. I got my work cut out.
Well, he's behind Hope right now.
Right.
And then, you
right.
know, I'm going to wait and let them filter out. I may be on the market by then. Who knows? You know.
Well, love you guys. And
Amy,
thank you
so much for calling
Amy.
In. Love you. We miss
I love you
at the Big Nickels.
Miss you guys. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Todd, thank you for coming by. And we got one more
thanks
surprise.
Thanks for letting us do this today, by the way, too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Todd Rodermail, Kitchen Notes.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Vicki, congratulations.
Thank you, Todd.
A little bit more with Vicki before she scurries off to that News Channel 5
yeah,
place.
Yeah, whatever.
That's been in her life for 33 years.
33 years, yeah.
All right. All right. We'll let her go, maybe.
Maybe.
AM 95.9 FM Brentwood, Nashville. 107.9 FM Smyrna. Nashville's first 24-hour sports station. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A big boost for the economy. The Labor Department's latest jobs report shows hiring is way up. 339,000 new jobs added in May, up from 253,000 in April. There is a caveat.
There are still more available jobs than workers to fill them. Industries with strong hiring in May were healthcare, hospitality, and professional services, offsetting cuts that we've seen in some other sectors.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The Senate has passed the debt ceiling deal. It averts a catastrophic financial default.
The president will deliver a rare address from the Oval Office Friday evening. In a statement after the Senate vote, the president said, quote, "No one gets everything they want in a negotiation." He thanked lawmakers for demonstrating that the U.S. is a nation that pays its bills and meets its obligations and always will be.
ABC's Karen Travers in Washington. The White House says President Biden is okay after falling yesterday at the Air Force Academy graduation. He later joked that he had been sandbagged. This is ABC News.
When they're investigating, we can't stop watching. This month on BritBox, sit back, relax, and enjoy watching the detectives. Discover Britain's most bingeable mysteries, including the brand new season of Grace, the hit series based on the books by best-selling author Peter James. Unwind with the detectives you could watch all night long. Stream them all now exclusively on BritBox. Endlessly intriguing. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Like at the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/movingforward.
WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Rand Carthen, Tennessee Titans GM, joins the show. Rand, were you among the 70,000 plus that saw Taylor Swift in Nissan Stadium? How was the concert?
I went to the Saturday night show. Easily the best thing I've seen. Now, I went into it, you know, and I was like, I couldn't name a Taylor Swift song, but I was like, I love music enough to know that. I know there were songs that I knew. Yeah, that I didn't know was Taylor Swift. So I'm really there because it's just the way my brain and my eyes work. I'm there looking at the stage production. I would guess to say crazy things like transition from one song to the next, you know, the stage. And so that's the stuff that had me enamored. And it was easily, you know, the best show I've seen. And so Beyonce's going to have to bring it in July.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Welcome The Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two, Kitchen Notes, on the Nashville Hotel. We are out of the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio.
Right, mobile studios.
Yes, we're here. We're mobile.
We're mobile.
We're going mobile. Vicky
mobile,
Yates,
hostile.
A few more minutes with Vicky. You can watch her at 11 o'clock and see this beautiful... in her shoe. Will they put your shoes on TV?
Yeah, those shoes are rocking, yeah. By the way.
They probably will because I think I'm sitting out on on the set today, so they probably will.
Yeah. On the veranda.
On the veranda.
Mm. Dining al fresco, darling.
Of course.
We might as well get one more caller for Vicky this morning. Sure. Rory, how you doing, man?
Oh, no.
Yes. Good morning.
What are you doing up?
Exactly, right? How are you feeling today, Vicky?
I mean, you know what? I'm fine. I can feel myself tearing up every now and then and getting a little closer, so you're going to have to hand me some tissues.
I've got to run over to Costco on the way in to buy the bulk tissues for everybody.
I'll need them.
Especially for JB, right, John?
RJ, you know me, bro. I'm an emotional guy. I'm going to be ugly crying when it's all over. So
you and me both.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Guys, thank you for asking me to be on and to just say something. You know, Vicky and I have been side by side on the 6 o'clock news for 16 years.
Yeah.
And I keep going through my head, how could it be? How could it be that long?
Yeah.
But I woke up and my word of the day is gratitude. That's how I'm feeling. I'm sad, Vicky. You know that, and we're gonna see each other later today. But I'm grateful, and I'm very happy for you. I really am.
Thank you, Rory. I'm going to miss you so much. I mean, seriously.
See, don't do that. You're
okay,
going to start
okay,
doing that.
Sorry.
I'll start crying on the radio, and I'll finish crying on the TV tonight.
RJ, what's it been like the last 16 years sharing the 6 o'clock anchor desk with Miss Vicky?
You know, I told, I think I mentioned to you, JB, and also to others, I've said, you know, news is a deadline, pressure-oriented business. You know, lots of adrenaline. And I'll be honest that, you know, I have my up days and my down days. You know, I'm all over the place because breaking news or whatever. It's been great to have someone so consistently just, she doesn't get rocked easily, Vicky. You know, she's steady as she goes. And it's always been nice to... Even when if viewers may not know behind the scenes, things, you know, our robo cameras could be bumping into each other and breaking news coming in, producers talking in our earpiece. I mean, all heck breaking loose. Mm-hmm. You know, when Vicky is right there, and anyone who works with her will say, you feed off of that positive energy, that and something. It's like someone who's kind of keeping the boat from tipping over.
Oh,
you know, steady
you,
as she
Roy.
Goes.
Thank you.
But you feed off of that, and I've told people some days, you know, 6 o'clock news starts, and my heart's racing, and I'm up, you know, whatever's going on. 10 to 15 minutes, without fail, into the newscast, I find that my blood pressure is dropped, and everything's going well, and that's because I feed off of her energy.
Aww.
But we've talked about this. I consider you, Vicky, just a dear friend, too. And we're all very close at the station.
We are.
It's a family environment. And I just believe in that. And we've talked about it for the last few weeks. You can't fake that. And viewers are smart. And so we've been really lucky to have loyal viewers all these years. And I hope they'll stick around.
They will. I know they will.
Well,
you,
Vicky,
and Carrie are going to do a great job.
Well, let me ask you, Vicky. Uh-huh. And you know, we're going to put the lasso of truth around you right now. Okay. So
okay.
You must tell the truth. Are you going to miss the dad jokes?
You know what? I am, seriously, because they're so bad sometimes
yes.
that you can recall them and start laughing.
Right. See, that's the whole point, though, right?
I mean, right.
Look, bad jokes are supposed to be so bad they're good.
Right. Right? And what do I always tell you? You should be at Zany's opening for someone. I'm serious.
But how did that start? You know, where did that start?
Did it start with Bree? Or?
It started with Bree, and you know, I'm kind of a jokester, maybe just a little bit. Of a guy. You may or may not have some spiders on your desk when you get into work today.
Uh-huh.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, one day, Bree said, hey, let me record you doing one of your corny dad jokes. And she put it on, I don't know if it wasn't TikTok initially.
I think it was Instagram.
Probably Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. And it just took off. And I thought, oh, come on, you know. It's not going to, and you know, and then I got letters and all of a sudden people are sending me dad joke calendars and books in the mail. And Vicky knows I've got a pile of them, emails coming in, but it's been great, especially after the last few years. People have just said, you know what? I love it.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes it, it's a corny laugh and give me a break from the day. And, and then they're sharing their favorite dad jokes. And it's just kind of a unifying, I mean, who doesn't love a dad joke?
Exactly.
Right. All right. Yeah, I mean, okay, guys.
Well, I was just going to say real quick, it's really become popular.
It has. It's,
in many ways, hasn't it, Vicky? And Rory. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, really? A little inside baseball there.
Stay tuned
for Inside Edition.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We'll leave it there.
All right. You know, air, I've been wanting to do this. Air used to be free. At the gas station?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's $1.50. You know why?
Why?
Inflation.
Why? Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Did you write that one down, Rory?
Greg, can I give you one? I'll give you one.
Please.
That I think I told JB last night. Did you hear that all the flights at John Lennon Airport have been grounded?
No.
Can you imagine all the people?
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Oh, man.
This is what I have to go through.
Yeah.
But I love you, Rory.
I love you too, Vicky, my sister from another mister. And I can't
my brother
wait
from another mother.
Celebrate with you later today. I can't
All
wait.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna do a special presentation, right? At 6:30, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
Yikes.
Right. And then a party afterwards.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're just blowing off 10 o'clock, right?
Let's go
to network.
I am.
I'll be in the bag at 10. I'll be like, the Vandy boys playing. Here's some highlights. Whatever.
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made.
Yes. Thank you, Rory.
RJ, love you, bro. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
See you later.
Thank you. Great show this morning.
Thank you.
And I hope all the viewers will be watching tonight with tissues in hand.
Yes,
for sure.
6 o'clock.
See you later.
Yep. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks.
16 years side by side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've just seen him, you know, grow into himself because he's become even more personable. You see more of his personality. I think at first he was kind of quiet and wanting to, you know, fit in.
Yeah.
And after a while he just said, no, this is who I am. And he fit in even better.
Where did the spiders start? What did that?
He knows I hate spiders.
Uh-huh. And, and Bree, too. I mean,
Bree, too. I think he actually dropped one from the ceiling on her.
Well, he tried to, remember?
It got stuck.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Bree's just talking, blah, blah, blah. And Rory's like,
trying to get it down.
Yeah. What, I know we only got a couple more minutes with you. And again, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. You know, if you ask me, I'm going to be here.
It's unbelievable. What would be your message to the viewers as you get ready to say goodbye?
Oh, my gosh. Just thank you so much. This has shown me more than anything that people do watch and people do care. And they come to me and they say nice things. And it's heartfelt. It's not like, oh, well, you know, good luck.
That's what she said. She said that to me a couple of weeks ago. She goes, I didn't think all this would be happening. I thought people were like, oh, you're leaving? Oh,
yeah,
good luck.
Ya.
I'm like, are you crazy? You're Vicky freaking Yates. What are you talking about?
I was not expecting it. And so people actually, you know, and I've even had people to say, my grandmother watched you and I was a little girl and now I still watch you. And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Going through, you know, the generations. So I'm just thrilled that anybody has anything to say to me that I was not expecting, and that's happened a lot. And actually, I want to give News Channel 5 kudos because they have been dragging everything out. I mean, they've been bringing one thing
out,
pulling out all the stops, the bag of tricks. They've been coming up with it for me, and I'm so thankful because I never expected that.
You're loved by a lot of people that don't know you. That's got to be the coolest part of it.
It is. It,
from what you do, you are part of people's lives.
Right. And I think people take that for granted sometimes, but I don't. I'm grateful to be invited into your home. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I've learned a lot from, you know, working with you the last 11 years. I really have.
Oh, and thank you, John.
Like I said, I'm an example of what not to do. You're an example of what to do.
No, you are not.
Mistakes are made.
Well, if it doesn't work out with Hope, and it doesn't work out with John, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
You know, it's 6 o'clock tonight. I know you've had to have thought about that moment that you go live.
Yeah, I do. I actually wrote it out because I didn't want to forget anything. So I wrote it out, and it's going to be on, I guess, in my hands. It's just when I was writing it, I was tearing up, you know, because you think about things. You want to make sure you talk about the right things and what's important. And so when I did that, it just kind of, you know, the tears. I'm doing this. Waiting, hoping that the tears will go back, and they did.
Well, they're not.
But they're not.
They're not.
So if you see me doing that tonight, you know.
John will be over there with like a towel.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Like a boxer in the corner toweling you off. And he'll have like two garden hoses stuck to the side of his head.
I don't even want to think about it.
You know, have a bucket below
him. I'm going to get out of here and get a really good hard workout in and just try to, you know, just try to settle myself. You know, before I go into work today, so
it's going to be a good.
It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day.
We're going to celebrate.
It is a great day already.
It's not a sad day. It's a day of celebration.
Just getting text. Lee Elder from the U.S. Army.
Oh, sure,
you know,
Lee. I know Lee. I sure do.
With the U.S. Army, text in and said to say hello to you
as well
and everybody else. So, I want to thank Vince Gill.
I do too.
And Hope Hines.
Got a proposal?
Yeah. And Rory.
Yeah.
And,
of course.
And everything.
And Amy.
And Amy, yes. And just listening to the show, that one wasn't set up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think Rory's supposed to come on 9:25. I don't think he woke up in time.
That's quite possible. I'm just saying.
Rory, sorry. Yeah. Busted. But I'm glad he was last.
I'm glad he was.
Yeah. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Greg, and thank you, John, for asking me to be here. This is a perfect way to end my career in TV news.
Well,
it is.
Yeah, the world is yours.
Oh,
it really
thank
is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I haven't anything else to say other than please don't retire.
Nope, sorry.
Too late.
All good. Well, listen, I know you got to get to Talk of the Town, so we're going to let you go, and thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you've done, and like I said, I learned so much from working with you the last 11 years, and you're such a shining example of how to do it right, and, you know, that's it, because if I say anything more, I'm going to start crying, so I'm
thank
done.
Thank you, John, and I will,
and
too. We'll both be here blubbering.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And as always,
pinkies up, darling.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, Vicky Yates. Last day at Channel 5.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
Bus view. I'm just watching. Just gonna.
I think we're gonna get a good number that day.
Well, and I'm just gonna watch to cry along.
Oh,
right.
Man.
I mean,
jeez.
That's.
I don't even want to think about it.
All right. Thank you, Vicky Yates, with us. We'll take a break. We'll get back to talking about everything else in the world.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to at all. We're done. We're going with you.
Yes, sir. Right.
Hey, we're going with you. Talk of the Town. Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll follow you all along. Yeah. Like, do a documentary on our phone.
Right?
Huh? Yeah. Because I was stalking you at the post office. It wouldn't be a surprise, right?
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Vicky. All right. Vicky Yates. Hey, we're wide open the rest of the hour. You want to give us a call? Please do. 615-844-5600.